Well, we are finishing up this week's show with our inbox, and no guests today. I'm going to go ahead and answer this one. So I think I can offer a little bit of insight given my current situation. We're not sure if this was submitted by a guy or a girl, so I'm going to try to just address it generally. The question is, I'm 29 and unmarried, a handful of years into a career, and find myself in a situation where it makes sense to buy a house rather than rent. My question is in regard to the first point, that there's only me and a dog to live in the potential house. How much should I consider a possible future spouse in a house search? All right, so I'm going to assume that this person, and it sounds to me like it's a guy, but I'm going to assume that this person is basically decided that they're going to buy a house. Because, you know, if we're looking at, I'll just say for those of you, you know, when you think rent versus buy, that's a financial decision. I mean, you have to ask yourself, does it make sense? Can you get a good deal? Will you be in that area a while? All of those are things, you know, when it can be a scary proposition to say, whoa, I'm actually going to put a down payment on this thing and commit. And we know the timetables that are involved to how long you have to be in a house before it's, you know, feasible or wise to sell it again. So renting versus buying, I definitely think that buying can be a smart move for people that can make it happen. When it comes to finding room, okay, so say you decide, and I'm going to assume this person is saying that they're going to do this, they're going to buy a home, and they're saying, how much should I consider a spouse as I'm looking, you know, for this house? And I would say that's probably a financial and a practical decision. So, you know, there are a couple things you have to consider. The first thing is, I would caution you against putting too much thought into a future spouse consideration, especially if you don't even have any potential prospects in the mix. I mean, if you're close to engagement, you know, then you're definitely going to want to think of this very specific person, this actual boyfriend, girlfriend, or fiance. You're going to want to think of them in the mix. But you know, you think of a spouse may want to in the future be part of a decision to find a home, or may want to create a new space with you. So don't hold on to your home too tightly and just say, you know, well, I'm going to buy this home because my future spouse would look good sitting in this corner. Okay. You're going to have to consider them in the mix. And if you don't know who that person is, you need to be willing to be flexible. So in light of that, you want to get a house that you can unload easily, and you're going to want to make considerations. You know, don't buy, if it is you and a dog right now, buy that space for you and a dog. Now, that doesn't mean it has to be a tiny, tiny thing. Of course, we just had an entire conversation about this on the show, that tiny sometimes is a good thing. But nor do you want to say, oh, well, I need something with a yard for my future children, and I need something that looks amazing or whatever. You want to buy what you can afford, and really for that future spouse, you need to be looking ahead to the future and make sure that you can enter that relationship as much as possible with little to no debt, managing your assets and your money very wisely in light of that. So buy for now, you know, you do not want to now pay for extra space you're not going to use. You don't want to pay for utilities and upkeep for something too big that really is kind of ridiculous, because, again, we're not looking at a specific time frame here. And then, you know, practical consideration, if you are going to buy a space and it's going to be a little bit bigger than you need anyway, well, think about getting a roommate, because that's practical and it's also just good practice for accountability and for understanding what it is like to live in a space with a person if you do move into marriage eventually. So finally, just, you know, in light of this, I just want to encourage you. I gave some practical tips, but overall, your mindset wants to be a house is not forever. I mean, think to yourself, people flip houses all the time. I think it's one of those things where I was originally looking at my career and saying, oh, I don't know if I want to get this job because what if I don't want to be here in 5 years? Well, the chances of me being in the 5 years initially were pretty slim. So go ahead and be willing to take the plunge, commit to it, trust God for where He's going to lead you in that, what your future is going to look like. know that if you can swing it right now, it's probably a wise financial decision. Move ahead boldly, you know, and consider it a ministry. Consider it that a space that God is going to grant you to use openly, hold it with an open hand, to use it to bless others, to create a space for gathering. And again, be willing to move on if and when God tells you. When a spouse comes into the mix, trust God to make help you make wise decisions in the meantime. So hopefully that is some helpful advice for you. All right, that is it for this week's show. As always, we want to hear from you. Write to us at editor@boundless.org with a future question. Make sure you're checking our past questions as well. And that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.